People that I would happily use four-letter words on are people who steal, who make off with critically important infrastructure and infrastructure and equipment that save lives. And the NSRI literally saves hundreds of lives along our shores. But yesterday, thieves broke into the Strandfontein NSRI station and made off with a jet ski RIB, a large inflatable device that surrounds and protects the jet ski while carrying out two operations. The rubber duck, so to say, was later found in Delft after being set alight, but it looks like thieves made off with the engine. Craig Lambedon speaks for the NSRI, National Sea Rescue Institute. What exactly, I tried to describe what was exactly stolen, Craig, but what was made off from the NSRI's Strandfontein station?
Hello, Lester. Always good to chat to you. Lester, you know, I speak on behalf of 1,500 volunteers around the country who are truly gutted by what has happened, and pun is intended. So this is a jet rib. It's actually a rescue craft purposefully built by South Africa with the innovation of two South African companies in cooperation with the NSRI volunteers. And it's basically, this type of rescue craft, it's got an IMRF award, International Maritime Rescue Federation award, because of its innovation. But in the past, you used to have rubber ducks or rigidly inflatable boats, which is what the correct name for a rubber duck is, going in and out of bathers while they were trying to rescue people who got into difficulty, with the difficulty of the propeller of the boat could slice open a bather unexpectedly. And this specific craft, because it's a jet, it's actually a jet ski with a rigidly inflatable boat built around it, prevents any injury to anybody, whether it's a rescue swimmer who's jumping out of the water to help to rescue somebody, whether it's a public member who's innocently bathing nearby, or the victim or the casualty themselves is saved from any further harm by this innovation. I mean, it's absolutely, truly incredible that we've got a rescue craft like this. But that South African public and corporations, yourselves, the media like yourselves, are responsible for our assets. We don't have these world famous assets without the whole of South Africa joining together in a cooperative movement to make our inshore rescue world class. And now to find a life saving device like this to have been stolen in what is starting to appear to be a very well organized effort by whichever the criminals are.
And that's what I want to get at. It appears to me on face value that people who broke into the NSRI station knew what was there. They had the facility also then to either with a tow bar, you know, prepared to pull that out. And secondly, and thirdly, when it was found, the most valuable parts of that infrastructure being the engine and the hardware removed before it being set alight.
That's 100% correct. This was a well orchestrated, and that literally took them 4 minutes in and out without sounding any alarm. It looked normal that should happen, and that's the difficult part here. Hello.
I'm listening and I'm trying to comprehend you, Craig. Just what are we talking about in terms of costs for this particular piece of equipment?
So the fully kitted, ready. Look, we 100% operationally ready 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So it's 650,000 and standing there ready to be launched to go to sea at a moment's notice, with volunteers on board. At any time of the day or night, 650,000 rand ready to go out the door to save somebody's life, and has saved countless of lives. And 650,000 rand that's now gone, but the actual motor itself, you're probably talking about a sixth of the cost.
Yeah.
And that's the tragedy. Yeah. You know, so, take the motor and leave the rest behind. Mm. That's maybe the responsible thing a criminal could think about. But you go and burn our rescue craft. Mm. It's horrendous. And as I say, we are absolutely gutted by this. It hasn't dampened our enthusiasm for our job. We know what we do. We are ready 24 hours a day, every other year. Within minutes of us discovering this, we were ready to go to sea with another craft. That's how quickly we can arrange things. Thanks to the support we get from the greater South Africa and from abroad in these cases. And obviously we sing our praises to the likes of yourself, media. We can't stop singing the praises of the media for the support that we get from yourselves. This is truly, NSRI is truly a South African wonder. Mm. And for something like this to happen, probably by South Africans, it's really left a very sour taste in our mouth.
It does leave a sour taste in our mouths as well. Craig Lambanon, NSRI spokesperson, thank you so much.